I don't know why. I just always want to like jam out a song. I don't even know what the song is, but it works for me. Hello.
Hi.
People. I'm so happy you all chose to listen to us instead of watch the Golden Globes, because let's be honest, who cares?
And Golden Globes, for some reason, makes me think of old man balls.
It makes me think of the Golden Girls.
Really?
Which I think is bad.
I think so, too.
But nothing that you can't find out on the interwebs
as it
happens, number one. Or tomorrow, better yet, you can see The Best and Worst Dressed, which really is the only reason to ever watch any award show ever. So that's why I got to say about that on a totally vanilla front. And then next is, I have black ink on my tongue. Ah.
Ew. No, don't do that.
Why not? So, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday on a 3-day weekend.
What?
Yes.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
I think everybody should celebrate by having a drink.
Yes.
Don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, tonight, we'll be discussing, our topic for tonight is scene negotiation and partner selection.
Partner selection. Would you like to dance? And yeah. I'm clearly in a very odd mood.
Yes. You're being pretty silly.
I am.
You're being pretty.
Who the hell knows what that's going to bring?
Oh, what?
I'm like, oh, wacky. And you're horny. And have no panties on. And wearing a teddy with garters and stockings.
I did that just for you.
I am aware that you did it just for me. And I love that. Especially you wore it all today during our vanilla stuff.
Yes.
When we were all cultural and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I saved your life.
Yes.
Yes.
She saved my life. So we went out to eat and then I was dying.
And I busted out the Heimlich.
Yes.
And I got to abuse her in public.
What?
With the Heimlich. Panned you on the back. Yay, she's living.
I wasn't hitting her just because.
I'm just beating the shit out of her, people. Bend over, bitch. That was happening. I was like, taking care of you. That's how I was going.
Yeah. No, that's totally what was happening.
That is exactly what was happening. It was all sexy. And I was like, yeah, no, I was not thinking any of that. I was just like, let's save her life. It's because I thought she was joking. I honest to God, I thought she was just joking around. Like, and her hair was covering. She has like really long hair and it was covering her face. And I just said something that was funny, which, you know, it's not unusual. But then I thought she was still laughing because I was like, wow, it's really not that funny. Oh, my God. Let's jump in. And do you need help? And she nods. And I'm like, all right. What did I do with the Heimlich? How do I do that? I'm just going to start beating the shit out of her sternum from around her. And I did that. And I was like, mm-mm. And for some reason, the Muppets came to mind.
What the fuck?
I must have seen a Muppet show, a Muppet movie where the Heimlich happened and some Muppet spit something out. I don't know.
What?
Don't ask me.
All right.
Things come into my brains at odd times. So.
Oh, okay then.
Maybe there's a Muppet named Heimlich?
I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
There isn't a Muppet named
pretty
Heimlich?
Pretty sure.
There should be a Muppet named Heimlich.
There
is a cartoon character from The Bug's Life named Heimlich.
You watch too many cartoons unnecessarily.
There is no such thing as too many cartoons. This is not a true statement.
Okay. All right.
Cartoons rock. Come on. Everybody's got to agree with me. They're so amazing.
Suppose.
But, you know, before we get into our topic,
yes,
because clearly I'm in an odd mood. I can't even blame like an energy drink. I'm drinking an Arnold Palmer. I want to throw out a quick shout out to our friend Redemption's Girl.
Yes.
She is helping put together a GRU, which is through the fantastic Great Answer.
Yes. That's like a shout out within a shout out.
Right. Yes. Right. So you see that? Just blowing your mind with this shit. And the great thing about GRU is it stands for, which you don't really know this shit, but a Great Answer's Rope-tastic Unconference Extravaganza.
Now, with a name like that, I sure as fuck want to be there.
Right. So then we search the interwebs. And by we, I mean Nancy,
yes,
to find out what this is and what does it mean. And we get all this information and we read all these pages and about what it's supposed to be about. And I still don't know. And I'm excited, though.
Yes.
I don't know, but I want to go.
So the basic concept of a GRU is that people come together and they share ideas. So think kind of like the TED conference.
It's a kinky think tank.
Yes.
A GRU is a kinky think tank.
Yes.
There you have it.
So the idea is that as a community, we all have different things to learn from each other, and you know, we all have things to contribute. So if Julie's listening, she can call in and correct us on this. But the idea is that everybody comes together, and there's no real agenda. And at the beginning of the day, just kind of, you know, these are the things that we all have to offer. And Great Dancer is a facilitator of sorts, is what it seems like. But that's happening this month, the end of this month, January 27th through the 29th.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, which, come on, let's face it, kind of the best city on the West Coast.
Right. Well, I don't know, San Francisco's kind
of
cool.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. Okay, tied for first.
They're tied for first. Let's go there.
So, yeah, that is happening.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
You want to, and I will say this, that knowing our local community the way I do, and as involved as we are locally, especially in the educational component, I'd be a bit intimidated to offer up what I perceive to be a skill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's one of those, wow, no, you, I'm not going to be in a class where you, my mentor, might be, or you, this other super dom-le-dom, might be, and I'd be like, I'm just me, and I don't know enough, or whatever. You know, I'm just saying, but that's just, you know, humility,
yeah.
That level of humility, but it's just one of those...
Intimidating.
But what intimidating. What if, you know, we have one of those really weird concepts in my head,
yeah.
that I could throw out there that'd be like, this has never happened. I'd be like, what?
You're
lying to me.
Well, and now I kind of want to see what other grooves have been like in other cities, because yes. I mean, it sounds like, you know, people just come up with like off the wall shit that you wouldn't really, I mean, because, you know, there are like the staple things, you know?
Right. Yeah, totally.
But,
rope, flogging.
Yeah, sure.
Fire.
Which, I mean, it's all fun. But I kind of want to do some research and see what else has come up and what do I, because there will be super submissives there, I'm sure.
Super submissives?
Super submissives, yes.
I'm excited to meet a super submissive.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Us S types are also intimidated by other S types.
No. Like, for example, Mistress Melissa's submissives.
Yes.
They kind of fall into the super submissive category. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm down with you on that.
So, yeah, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
But yeah, so, but if you want to purchase tickets, you want to go to
lagrue.eventbrite.com. And that's our only shout out. We weren't paid for that or anything.
What?
It was because of a love of learning, a love of growing.
Yes.
And now, just like the Grinch, my heart has grown 3 sizes this day.
Clearly, because you saved my life.
Right. I wasn't kidding about how I'm in a weird mood. So, right. I don't know if it has anything to do with the saving of life. Maybe it does. Because I didn't feel like this in the drive over.
No.
I wasn't weird in the drive over.
You certainly weren't.
It happened momentarily. But so let's channel this into our topic.
Yes.
Into our topic about scene negotiation and partner selection. And really, it should be partner selection and scene negotiation, because you kind of got to do the partner selection first.
Yeah, because you can't have a scene by yourself.
But everybody thinks partner selection is probably kind of lame. And really, do you want to do partner selection? Really? I kind of know what I like in somebody. Like, I really don't think I need your help in that. You know what? Yeah, you do. You know why? Because we are shitty selectors of our own partners, just in general. Most of us. Let's just look at our relationship histories.
Yeah, how about
that? Let's just. Mm-hmm. Because we chose those people. Might have seen some red flags. And I think that's like from a relationship standpoint, even vanilla relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to be almost hyper aware of red flags when we're talking about just play. Because in play, it's like you put a magnifying glass to whatever that red flag is. And it's going to be a lot worse. Or, you know, if it's not a red flag, if it's like a white flag? What's good? What's an opposite of a red flag? A pink flag? Rainbow flag?
I'm going to say, well, whatever the fuck they wave at the end of like a NASCAR race. I don't know what that is.
Checkered flag.
Okay, checkered flag. Yay, checkered flag.
Did you just bust out NASCAR?
I did.
Wow.
What? I come from a group of siblings that happen to work in that industry, okay?
I'm learning things. All right.
Anyway.
So anyway.
We'll talk about that later.
Checkered flag. yeah. So it's one of those when you're selecting a partner, for me, from my perspective, I will never play with somebody who has not watched me play. You know, they need to watch me play first because, you know, my style is my style. Mm-hmm. They need to be comfortable with that. They need to be okay that I'm not just going to, you know, throw a flogger or a cane or a whip or whatever. Just do it all the time and not touch them. They need to be okay that I'm going to touch and I'm very intimate and sometimes it's very up close play or whatever. So they need to watch me before I will play with them. They need to be comfortable with that. I also need to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're kind of copacetic and jiving and stuff, you know, because there's some kinds of play that I don't want to really. You're playing with your boobs. You know,
I'm readjusting.
You know, it distracts me when you play with your boobs.
Sonia, as a girl, you readjust sometimes, right?
Am I not a girl?
Of course. Sonia just confirmed. She fucking readjusts sometimes.
I am cool with readjusting. I'm just saying I'm in the middle of having this conversation that's like really in depth and not that meaningful, but I'm having a discussion here and you're playing with your boobs.
I'm not even playing
like
with
a
my
guy
boobs. I'm re fucking adjusting.
Adjusting his junk. Oh, yeah. Well, just my junk. You know what I'm saying? It distracts me. My point is it's distracting. And I don't even know what I was saying now.
You were talking about the way that you play and how you're very hands-on and you touch people and they need to be okay with that.
Touch, 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 touch me. I want to be daddy. That's right. Yes. Oh, that's what I was saying. There are some times when if I don't really get that sense from them, that jive in, that gel in, like, yeah, I'm with you. We're copacetic. I will do a different kind of play with them. Because I don't want to be intimate. To me, play can be very intimate without being sexual.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So that's one of, yeah, you can think of a few people that I've done that with. But it's one of those, that's for me. And so, and I also don't ever approach submissives to play with them. I just don't. Like, they can come to me and be like, I like what you do. I want to do that. Okay, that's cool.
But that's really intimidating.
I know.
As an S type. You don't want to. Big bad scary dog.
I get that.
What do I say? Ah.
And I respect that it takes a huge amount of balls to walk up to a dominant and ask them to play. And that for me, that automatically garners a certain amount of respect.
I mean, it's like walking up to a hot chick at a bar that's run by like her hot friends and like risking getting rejected is what I'm saying.
No, I get this. Again, balls. Instant respect. You know, so the likelihood is, you know, that some kind of play will happen. See?
This is true.
Of course, I'm the girl that, you know, even if somebody asks me, you know, I want to have a drink. Sure, you can have a drink. Wow, you're never getting my number. But yeah, you can buy me a drink.
You're an asshole.
I'm a total. We have this conversation all week about how I'm just a guy. I'm just too many levels, except for I'm not a guy.
She's touching her boobs right now.
I'm touching my boobs.
And she doesn't have on a bra.
I'm Fruby. I was wearing a bra and a corset earlier, and I just decided, forget about it.
I want you to be aware of the fact that you're wearing a corset at a vanilla event. You realize that, right?
Yes, but it was a very, very pretty Victorian corset with all of this lovely kind of cream lace, and it was all very kind of draping with the lace.
Right, but it was still a corset, is what I'm saying.
Fuck those old people. That's what I gotta say.
Shit.
Fuck those old people. Said it, meant it, we'll do it. Not fucking.
No. What are you doing? What are you saying?
Although I now have this faulty, really sick concept in my head that I want to bend an old person over a couch.
Ew!
Like, just listen.
Sorry.
Stretch the skin out on their ass till it's smooth, and then maybe take the clothespins and like attach the skin to parts of the couch so that stays smooth. That's where I'm going.
That's her. That's so not where I was going.
Paint on it.
Yes. Because it's all leathery and shit.
It's like a canvas. It's a flesh ass canvas.
And that's what we call faulty partner selection. Point in motherfucking gaze.
That old person was not looking for that.
No, and clearly you are not thinking straight. Because like you just said, we're very bad at picking our own partners.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's a true.
You fell into that shit.
fucking, I walked into it. I was like, yeah, so look at that. I'm totally doing that. Really? You're not sick anymore.
I'm not sick anymore. No, I'm not. We're totally getting off topic.
So, yeah, partner selection. So, like, when you, from the S-type perspective, as you so like to call, what are you, you know, what are red flags for you in the partner selection?
It's someone who definitely gives off that douchey vibe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're pretty, I understand there being confidence in your skills and all of that. I get that. I totally get that. You know, emanating that, yes, I am so awesome at, you know, insert whatever type of play here. You know, I get that. But you don't have to be a douche about it.
All right.
I don't know. Just that there, and then there's also the whole, holier than thou vibe, the domly dom.
I will bless you.
Yes. The, oh, you S type. You just an S type. That's
kneel before me, S type.
Yes. I've just met you for the very first time, but I want you to submit to me now.
Yeah. That's douchey.
It's very douchey. Yeah. It's very douchey. But checkered flag things that I look for, are respect, just friendliness, cause we're both human beings and, yeah, you care for me on some level. You don't have to like, you know, it's not like, we're not going to get married, you know, we're not, it's nothing like that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, what? I'm tripping over my words right now. Stop it. I've had a really rough week. Had a really rough week. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that.
It'd be like saying a hand job means you're married.
That wasn't what I was trying to say.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just trying to find my words here. Stop making me nervous.
Really? I'm making you nervous?
Yes.
Whatever.
Anyways, what I was trying to say is while playing with someone is not this huge commitment. I mean, I look for at least the other person having some sort of regard for me.
Well, and this goes to the concept of kind of energy play, where you are exchanging, you're sharing your energy with another person. And you're right. I mean, number one, from a submissive standpoint, you're trusting atop in a huge way. So you do have to get a good vibe from them, which, you know, often is energy and respect or caring or whatever. And as a dominant, I am putting an immense amount of energy into the bottom. And so therefore it is incredibly important that, you know, that it's going to work, that I'm not putting it into a black hole. Cause it's really hard to play with a black hole. Cause you're like, fuck, I'm getting nothing back from you. Mm-hmm. This is wow, poor and fucking nothing.
Well, and from my perspective, it would really suck to play with someone and have them take you elsewhere in like headspace wise. And then afterwards, there's nothing. There's no,
yeah,
nothing, just nothing. No aftercare, no anything like that. Or even if there is aftercare, it's just very like, oh, how cute. Oh, you're in subspace. How cute. So cute.
Note to self, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, but here's one of the challenges is when you are talking about casual play partners or just casual people you casually a pickup scene at a dungeon. it's one of those there is that awkward afterness. Okay, so you had this what I consider to be an intimate moment with this person, although it was non-sexual. It's an intimate moment.
Yes.
And then later on you're out smoking a cigarette, hanging around the food, getting a cup of coffee, and it's like, oh, hey, yeah, you're good. And it's like, you know, it's kind of, it's an awkward moment and dealing with that. And I know that in this particular kind of environment, I'm the dominant. So I need to set the scene for how that is handled. And I generally am very kind of, you know, whatever, like, hey, how's it going? It's good. Yeah. Chat, whether I want to play with them again or not. Because, you know, after the first couple minutes of a scene, you know if you want to play again with them or not. It's just the way it is. But that there is an awkwardness because, you know, communities are small. And we happen to be in a larger community, and it's still small.
Yeah.
You know, we run into the same people all the time.
Too true. Too fucking true.
And some of them are special.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Special.
And by special, we mean, well, at least I mean, I think that means a little creepy.
Yeah, but you know what? To each their own. Because there's somebody that I can look at and be like, you know, maybe when they're a free range, they're a little bit creepy. But then when they're connected with somebody, oh, that's what they needed.
Yeah, they even out.
Yeah, it could be attributed to the sub-frenzy concept, mm-hmm. you know, where people are just not themselves.
No.
Kind of in that freak out mode.
No.
You know, quickly to touch upon sub-frenzy, although we will actually have that be a topic in the future, to touch upon sub-frenzy, that when a person is experiencing this frenzy, this insane desire to submit, that is often when the red flags for choosing a partner are most ignored.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you actually have great experience with this.
Yeah.
Did you like that? That was a good segue there.
That was a very good segue.
I handed it to you on a platter.
Yes, you sure did. So, yeah. So when the problem with sub-frenzy is that it clouds your mind. And you just want it, and you want it now. You don't care where the fuck you get it from. You don't care who the fuck it's from. You just want it now.
Don't care how, I want it now.
What? You are just...
We had a very cultural weekend.
Well, you're having a very musical day. It's really...
Because we had a very cultural weekend.
It's adorable. I'm not saying that it's bad.
Museums and operas. And I'm very cultured feeling now.
She's being an adorable dom. It's really cute. us submissive types are... We're allowed to say that the D types are adorable, right? Because you, yeah, adorable. I mean, I may not think that later, but you know, whatever. I mean, no, you're always adorable. What the fuck? I'm just like, shut up. Nancy, just shut the fuck up now.
All right. So, Nancy, let's talk about your bad partner selection during sub-frenzy.
Yes. What?
My knee's broken.
Oh.
Connect.
Anyways. So, the red flags that I missed completely. And it's weird because as time goes by, it becomes more and more clear what was there and I did not see. I ignored the lack of experience on both parts, but mostly on the person that was topping me on their part. I had needs that I thought, and I'm pretty sure he thought that he could somehow fill.
I want to point out that she said he.
Yes.
Which, by the way, would be like a really big red flag. She's a lesbian and doesn't bottom to men.
Yeah. So that should tell you just how much of a frenzy I was in. I was so frenzied that I just thought, hey, you know what? We're just going to ignore that this person has a penis. And
we're going to paint it and put glitter on it.
Yeah, totally. Just forget that. Whatever. Whatever. So I ignored that. And it's... I can't say that it's all one person's fault because I think that the frenzy really, really fucking blinded me in a way that was very irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But there was factors. Number one, it was a dude. I'm a lesbian. What? I don't know. There was an inexperience. There was also too much, way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much. And what ended up happening is just an explosion of just hurt feelings, hurt vagina, bad,
right.
bad on so many levels, that I'm pretty sure it would have left me with just never doing this again. Mm-hmm. Because up until then I hadn't sought anybody out. I hadn't, explored, these desires in me, my submissive desires, I hadn't explored them with someone to that degree. And here was this in, and it was a, you know, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of situation. Yay to pegging. Just saying. That's probably the
that
one.
That references that she got to peg him. He enjoyed being pegged.
Yes. So that was.
So it fulfilled that desire of hers,
yeah,
as well. So,
but
apart from all these other issues, it seemed like a great deal.
Yeah, it totally. And it was one of those things where in writing, it was just the best arrangement ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work. And there was a lot of, and there was hurt feelings. There was just so much on both ends. And like I said, as time goes by, I can see it a lot clearer in what it really was. And I've gone from initial anger about it to more of an understanding. It was, you know, it wasn't just like the physical aspect. It was the emotional aspect. It was just a lot of things. And all because I ignored red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Completely ignored them because I had these fucking carnal desires and I needed the now.
Yeah.
And I was unwilling to learn more about myself. I was impatient. I should have gone to more munches. I should have talked to more people. I should have done a lot of these things that newbies don't do sometimes.
Yeah, which to me boils down to self-awareness.
Yes.
This awareness of yourself, which is when we start hitting on limits. Because you aren't even aware of your limits until you're self-aware. And you aren't even aware of your limits until you're aware of what limits are and what are the things that you know you want to be limited on and how do you explore this and how do you address this, you know? I get that, you know, people look up things on, you know, Pornhub, on YouPorn, and they, some of it are really, it's really kinky, but it, and that speaks to them, or they read erotica and that speaks to them, but that's not going to, there's something about being in your head, those fantasies we have in our head, which are very, very different from acting them out in reality. I can guarantee every single one of us has at least one, if not more, fantasies that might be completely and totally illegal to act out in reality, maybe not illegal, but permanently damaging to another person or ourselves. And that being said, it's one of those, okay, that's why your head is your head and reality is reality. And they're not the same. It's one of those. Sometimes people are like, hey, fantasies are better because they're perfect. You know, yes and no. It all depends. But it's that awareness that's important.
That's part of what I really like about our relationship is that journaling helps me be more aware of myself than I would normally. I do spend some time reflecting about, you know, whatever, but actually writing about things makes me analyze things a lot more.
This is why I require a daily journal. That's the huge component of it. Because we are all continually evolving, or at least we should be. And when we're in a new DS relationship, or, you know, a continually developing DS relationship, we should individually evolve and things happen. And so that's the way that you think, the way that you process information as any human being, but I'm speaking to you obviously specifically, is going to help aid and facilitate the continuation of this growth. And me learning, especially in the beginning, it also helps me because I can see, okay, this is how she processes this. This is how this is going to help her to grow, or where are the areas of development where, you know what I'm saying? So that's a big reason why journaling is so important, and especially when you're a novice.
Like a novice Nante. That's me.
It's true. But for example, Nancy and I, we have a contract. And within our contract, we clearly define each of our roles. We've probably alluded to this in previous episodes. And you know, it is as equally dedicated to Nancy as it is to me. There are two parts to this contract because we are two parts to ADS relationships. So it is necessary to cover both sides. And within that, it covers our limits. Now, before we even got to the contract, let me tell you something about the lovely Nancy.
But wait, before you tell them something about the lovely me, I just want to make sure if you guys want to call in, our number is 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. Because you may have something to contribute about.
Please.
All of this.
Contribute.
Continue.
But before we even got to the contract point, Nancy had done a lot of assessment on her own, her self-assessing. What do I want? What do I not want? What are my limits? So she sent me a Google document that was, coded.
Because I'm organized, I like things being
green, yellow, red.
As in like the text was in those colors. It was so pretty. Uh-huh.
And she had columns. The green is the A-OK, do this all you want. Yellow is, ooh, I'm curious. I want to. I've never done it. I'm a little nervous. Red is, no. Now, even before we got to the contract point, several things on her red list moved not only to the yellow, but all the way to the green. So, you know, not that it is a goal to break down limits, because limits are limits and everybody has their own. But as people evolve, our limits evolve.
Yes,
and
I agree.
And I think that that's a great thing. For example, my limits, because tops have limits too.
Mm-hmm.
And our limits are as valid as a bottom's limits, 100%. My limits are pretty simple. No children, no animals, no scat, no Roman showers, which, by the way, is vomit.
Ew.
No permanently imposing negatively on a person's quality of life. So, like, no dismemberment. I don't want to do that. That's going to permanently do things to them.
Yeah.
But really, what is my most important? Because most people aren't going to be like, hey, can you take off my arm? It's just a flesh wound. By the way, I'm doing a lot of references tonight. If you can get them all, I'll give you a huge freaking like Twitter shout out if you can get all my references tonight. But my biggest one is me in a negative space. I in fact, it's not just play for me. It's everything with a DS. If I'm in a negative space, I will take a step back and I'll be like, I need some space. I'm not going to discuss anything at all until I am able to, because I can be mean. I mean, I can be fucking cruel, and that doesn't benefit anybody. So I ensure that that's in a verbal context. But I have actually played in a negative space, and it was horrifying. It was somebody who, you know, wanted a spanking, whatever, and kept begging me, and I just couldn't stand the guy. Just, God, fucking shut up. Get the fuck away from me. And it was like, it was like date rape play.
Whoa.
And I was like, fine, if I do it, will you shut the fuck up? You know? And I mean, I was really new to the whole concept, and this is a long time ago. And I did it, and the harder I played, the less satisfying it was.
Wow.
The more I wanted to do it, the more I wanted to hurt him, like in a bad way. I ended up crying.
Really?
It was awful. It was horrible. I felt like shit. It was the worst experience I could ever have, other than my marriage. It was one of those, no. So yeah, I learned that I will never, ever, ever do that again. Horrible.
Wow.
So there you go.
I didn't know that about you.
See?
Wow.
You bring up NASCAR, I bring up that shit. Mind blown.
What?
Yeah. It was really intense for me. I learned, you know, because I had decided, whatever, like, what's it going to matter? This is what he wants. And it was what he wanted. He did want to be hurt like that. He really did. He wanted more and more and more and more. And the more I gave it, the worse it went for me. You know, even though he was having a great time. Awful.
That sucks.
Yeah. So we learn. But that was also poor partner selection. No means no, people.
Wow. That's crazy.
So that's to me my most important limit. And that's why, because of that experience that I had.
Wow.
There you go.
Dang, shit just got deep here at Skid Row. I'm sorry.
Really?
I feel like it was a very you know, a deep moment. This is very revealing.
It was very revealing.
Very interesting.
I think, I mean, most people have their, I believe, maybe I'm giving people too much damn credit. Most people have their limits because they've had some sort of experience. The truth of the matter is, you don't know what your limits are until you've surpassed them. And I know hardcore that that's my limit because I passed it. And that's, you know, and most people are there. It's like, okay, that's the limit because, let's say, example, I was playing with a girl at the dungeon one time and she had never had the titty and the nipple torture. By the way, she now has a hard limit against nipple torture. I was a giver and I gave her that limit. She now knows I don't want to do that anymore. She's okay with the titties, but not the nipples.
No,
so,
yeah.
But we don't know until we've passed it. And some, if we don't, especially from the bottom's perspective, but from the top's perspective as well, if we don't choose our partners well, we can be scarred. I consider myself scarred from that experience that I had. I just choose it not to be in a negative way. I choose it to be in a positive way so that I can constantly remember that, so that I don't do that again to anybody else or to myself. So partner selection is important.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, because, and here's the thing is that I haven't had that experience where I'm at a play party and, hey, you want to play? Because I have the you.
You have the me.
I have the you, and then one of the rules is that I don't play with others, which is really funny. Oh my god! So at the last party that we were at on New Year's Eve, was it? Yes.
Yes, it was.
So so while Smiteful Center was off gallivanting with someone else, and by gallivanting I mean like beating them up.
I was assuming I was hanging out with the Vanillas, but
no.
I was beating people up.
Yes.
Nice. I like that better.
Yes, right? So I was just, you know, standing off to the side, just, you know, watching, and someone started to make conversation with me. And he was showing me this toy that he had, and he's like, do you want to how it feels? And I said, no, thank you. Because then that means he's touching me, and that would not be okay with my D-type.
No,
that would not be okay. But he was being super friendly, very not at all creepy or anything like that. And he finally just came out with it and said, "Hey, are you allowed to play with others?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And it was very polite, and it wasn't like he didn't walk away like, "Ugh, you know,
bitch."
Right. It wasn't
leading me on.
Right.
Let me buy you a drink. Oh wait,
that's not happening. but you know, and we continued chatting for a little bit, you know, it wasn't anything like, it wasn't awkward, and it was perfectly polite, you know, and I liked that. I liked that my no was respected. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had that experience where it's a pickup scene or anything like that. So I can't.
Fella looking for a beating. Dude, I want that to be a ringtone. Like, seriously.
We can make it a ringtone.
You know he can.
I know somebody that can make it a ringtone.
I can make it a ringtone. If he turns up an MP3 in 3 days, and then I can edit it down, and then hello, ringtone.
Hey. Fine.
I don't need somebody. I got myself. Self-made woman. But anyway. On to a greater topic. So once you have your partner selected, once you've established what your limits are, what your partner's limits are, then it's a scene negotiation. Now, just so you know, the discussion of your limits really is a component of the scene negotiation. You know, we start when I negotiate a scene with a pickup scene or just with a bottom, it's like, hey, will you play with me? It's like, okay, it's a bottom. To me, they are not submitting to me. There's no energy. There's no, you know, total power exchange. Total power exchange by the power of Grayskull. That's another reference for you. I don't, it's one of those, it's generally, okay, they're a bottom, I'm a top. And I'm generally not comfortable with total power exchange and those kinds of things. It's like, okay, that's a way deeper conversation than I'm willing to have at this moment. But I'm like, okay, well, what are you looking for? What do you want? And the funny thing is about most S types, well, you know, I'd like a spanking. All right, spanking, anything else? And then a lot of times they're like, no. And then I'll bring up canes. Oh yeah, I like canes. Do you have a preference? You want bamboo? You want rattan? You want stainless steel? Ooh, I'd like to try that. All right. Flogging? Oh yes, please. Uh-huh. All right. Single tail? Punching? You know, and getting into the fire, needles, you know, whatever the play is, getting into the specifics of the negotiation. And then do you have any health issues? You know, I'm not going to start, you know, punching somebody who's got like, you know, serious leg, back, whatever issues. You know, I can't go flogging. I guess I could flog somebody with scoliosis, depends on the severity of it. But anyway, you know, you're not going to start trampling somebody with scoliosis, for example, or you're not going to do severe bondage on somebody who has, you know, certain kinds of blood flow issues, whatever it is.
Well, I think it takes a lot of self-awareness from the bottom to be able to offer up that kind of information without the top asking for it.
Well, yeah, because I mean, there's also a fear on the bottom side, is that anything they say will mean the top will say no. You know, this is akin to, all right, I'm about to bring her back home. I don't want to fuck it up. I want to get this bitch home. So what can I say to seal the deal?
Right.
I'm just gonna say everything they want me to say. You cannot be hot.
It's hot. It's fucking hot. It's hot because we discussed this last week. Okay. The chairs, the fabric of the chairs with the lack of air circulation in this room. What?
Take off your skirt.
We're doing that?
Take off your skirt.
It's not going to change anything. I'm sorry, Sonia.
It's just Sonia and the artist.
The artist that's painting murals in the lobby area.
She has no panties on. I want to take a picture. All right, cool. Anyway, so...
And now I can't sit down because Jeremy doesn't want any pussy juices on the chairs.
Okay, then put your skirt on the chair so that your pussy juices get on the skirt and not on the chair, which it was getting on anyway.
Well, I'm just going to stay standing up right now because it's really fucking hot.
You are aware that it's at any moment that I'm sure there's pussy juices or any other number of juices on any of these chairs. Let's be honest. Have you seen some of the people that do Skid Row shows? I'm just saying. So there's a very good chance that Jeremy is a snarf, and he goes around and he starts sniffing the chairs to get the whiff of the pussy. I'm just saying he might very well be a snarf. Am I right? I'm right.
Sonia's totally nodding in agreement. Mm-hmm.
Just saying, Jeremy, I love you. I'm just saying, it's possible. And if you've done that, fucking fist bump, baby. You're my idol.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't have any fucking idea. Oh, seal the deal.
Before Jeremy being a closet perv? Yes, totally.
Closet, please. There's no closet here. Anyway, except the booth. Is that a closet?
Yeah.
I don't know. So. Are you in the closet, Sonia? No, she's not in the closet. So it's not a closet. It's the booth. Because there's a window. Anyway, so the point being, so the submissive is in a mentality that I want to seal this deal and I'm afraid that anything I say will be the end of it. And unfortunately, that's a bad mentality to be in, because if you're not giving the top, the dominant, all of the information, then it stops being safe, safe, sane, and consensual, because you can't be safe if you don't know everything that you're consenting to, because it's very likely that a top would be like, yeah, I could totally still beat you. I will just avoid this area, or I wouldn't suggest that kind of play. And the truth is that us top types, us D types, we really like being creative.
You don't say.
Yes, we really enjoy the creative aspect of it and using our minds. And that's really where it goes. You know, you can flog anybody. You can keep flogging all night, whatever. It doesn't get all that creative. You can cane, you can whatever. But it's when you're like, ooh, you have this that I have to work around. This is exciting. All right, I can do this. And it's great.
She's so excited. She gets that look on her face. And she's so excited, isn't she?
It's like Christmas. It totally is. And the funny thing is that so when going through this medical moment, which it surprisingly takes a few seconds, it doesn't take very long at all. It takes a little bit longer when you're doing medical play and rope. But it's one of those, once you get through that, you can really open up to a whole different kind of play that you weren't even anticipating if you were open and honest about any potential medical issues. And that can include being on blood thinners. That can include being, you know, anemic, you know, those types of things. Additionally, you know, talking about marks. Some people cannot have marks, or it's very specific where they can and can't have marks. For me, I really like playing with the boobies. I like to play with the boobies. And some women, you know, they're like, okay, well, I wear shirts that show this much, so you can't bruise me anywhere here. And it's like, all right, where can I bruise you? All right, we're going to focus on the side and the underneath of your boob and the nipple, whatever else comes to my mind, you know. But it's one of those, don't ever be afraid to be open with whatever the issue is. You know, it can even be as simple as, I'm on my period. Okay, you're on your period. I will take care of that.
We'll take care of that?
You can keep your ugly panties on.
All right.
I'm just saying. Yes, so that's a huge part of the scene negotiation is the medical, you know, discussing what it is that's going to happen in the scene. And we're talking mostly, and most people think about like impact play, but you can negotiate a humiliation scene. You can negotiate a service scene. You know, any of those, when somebody on a one-time basis is doing something for a dominant, with a dominant, as a submissive, you know, of the two sides, a negotiation should happen unless it's part of a longer relationship. And that negotiation happened before the relationship began. And the truth is, during a relationship, negotiations are happening constantly. Are they not? Are we not constantly going through some type of negotiation?
This is true.
Even though we don't address it as specific negotiation, I mean, it's what happens in any relationship. It's an ongoing conversation. That's what a negotiation is. It's a conversation mm-hmm. about wants, needs, desires, about things that are missing, about, you know, that, and that's really what all it's about. I mean, if you boil it down to something from a very vanilla standpoint like that, what do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? What can that other person deliver for you? How can the two of you do it for each other? And what is the limit of this want, need, desire moment? That's what a negotiation is. Makes it a lot easier.
It does. It does. You get what you like a lot faster.
Right. And the truth is, you know, when I'm topping somebody, I'm much more of a service top.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Because it's like, okay, they're not mine. Mm-mm. I don't have a right to fuck with their heads or whatever I do when I'm, you know, with you.
Yeah?
They're not mine. Unless we embark on a negotiation for during this scene, there can be mind fuck going on. And what does that involve? Okay, all right, we could talk about that. And then that gets me into, okay, I need to be a little bit more creative in what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Because let's say they have a vanilla partner. They have, you know what I'm saying? I have to figure it out. Or they are a free range bottom, but they want this now. And what does that look like? So yes. it just impacts that. So, but it really is just a discussion about addressing those needs, wants, and desires. M'lady.
Yeah, totally. So I have my limits.
Let's talk about her limits.
So my limits, I also think they're pretty baseline in terms of hard limits, you know, just saying. Permanent stuff, you know, like branding, permanent branding. What? Crazy, crazy. You know, I mean, I love to be written on. I love that.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I like that look on your face. I like that. Do it again.
I was just thinking.
Oh. Anyways, any kind of cutting, which, oh my God, reminds me of the time with the knife and the, ooh, and the, ah, damn, that shit was hot. anything to do.
But mind you, she said no cutting, but one of her favorite scenes, I busted out my knives.
Yeah.
See, you can have knives without cutting, kids. You can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a little bit of a mind fuck right there. Mm-hmm. It really was. And then the scratches that I had the next day, it was really, I liked it.
Yes.
I liked it.
We have a convert.
Simulated rape. I think that's... See,
here's the thing.
Yes?
Things that I've done to you, some... might consider
yes
simulated rape.
Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this hard limit of mine. I understand what you're saying, but I guess when I say simulated rape, I mean like my actively saying no and you actively ignoring it. You know what I mean?
again. I can think of one instance quite specifically where you didn't ever say no and there was no safe word involved at all. But, well, no. There was some no's.
Was there?
Mm-hmm. There was some no's. But it was definitely, there was no safe word action going on. Because no is not a safe word.
No.
Kids, no is not a safe word.
At least not in our worlds.
It should not be in anybody's worlds. You should have a specific safe word, not anything wild and crazy that you'll never remember. I mean, you know, red, mercy, those are good, but just no in general. If you're in this kind of dynamic, it's too easy of a word to automatically say when you don't really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, no, you did say no, and I said, oh, I'm not done with you yet. And I continued to fuck your pussy up.
Yeah, that was pretty hot. I don't know. I guess that's something that we need to discuss further, because I
didn't mean by man.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely. Hands down.
Right.
So that's that. Any kind of vaginal torture? That's also on that list.
I'm curious. Does vaginal spelunking fall under vaginal torture?
Was that torturous for you?
Fairly. I have told the story many a time. Did you not hear me tell the story many a time? And each time I tell the story, it's hilarious to all of the people who listen to the story. And yet to me, I'm like, not so hilarious. Something clearly is wrong with my vagina.
Nothing is wrong with your vagina.
I'm just saying.
Nothing is wrong with your vagina. Saying. Have I not been asking for your vagina all weekend long? If there was something wrong with your vagina, then I would not want it to be right here, pointing to my mouth.
The problem is, you've tasted it. It's so delicious. You don't know what to do.
I don't know.
You're in vagina frenzy.
I am in vagina frenzy, yes.
Pussy frenzy, whatever you want to call it.
I want your vagina right now.
Again, you choose the most inopportune times.
Now.
20 minutes before we need to leave. Now? It doesn't happen.
Right now.
In the 7-Eleven.
Right now.
At the opera.
Right now.
At the museum.
Right now.
Not at Skid Row Studios.
Why the fuck not?
I said so.
I don't have any underwear on. I also don't have a skirt on. Why can't I go there between your legs?
Your vagina is more readily accessible than my vagina. If we are doing vagina choices in this room, yours is the open available one.
This is true. I can't argue with that logic.
Right.
So.
Vagina logic.
continuing down my list is scat, incest, vomit. Any kind of vomit. Roman showers, is that what you called it?
Roman showers.
Yes. Anything to do with animals, because I love animals, but not like that.
Kitty titty torture.
Oh my god. Ow. For those of you who missed it last week, kitty titty torture refers to Smite Full Center's kitten clawing its way up the bed and deciding, oh wait, look, I'm gonna grab onto that with my claws. That was my boobie. That shit fucking hurt like a bitch. So yeah, and I mean, even with these, even though it's, you know, in our contract and it's there, I still feel like, you know, those can be discussed. But of course our RC negotiation isn't so, I mean, it's not like it is with people who bottom to you. It's different.
Yeah. Well, you and I, we had a much longer negotiation, relationship negotiation. And within that, I am the caretaker to ensure that these things are handled.
So it's not like, you know, at the beginning of the night, we're like, all right, you know, what are we going to do? And what can't we do? No, she knows what's up. And she just goes, and within those parameters, she knows where she can take me. And there's also the fact that she knows me better than I know myself. So it's a lot easier for her to kind of fuck with my head sometimes.
I like fucking with heads.
but there's that. That those are my limits.
That's it?
Yeah.
Needles?
That's not on my hard limits.
That's right. It's soft.
Yes.
That's right. Talked about it.
Yeah.
Soft on the needles. You just don't want to see it.
I just don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it. Why the fuck are the eye drops right there? Why are they there?
Dude, I put eye drops in my eyes while you were over at the trash can or the fridge or something.
I had my back turned to you.
You did, which is when I chose to, because see, I'm courteous. I'm not a sadist all the time. I put the eye drops. Sanine would actually be disappointed in me. Yeah. That I didn't just be like, look at
it. Oh, stop it.
That was for you, Sanine, by the way.
Stop that shit. Just fucking stop it. But it has happened, though, that in the middle of us playing, there's some, it's mm-hmm. like we need to recalibrate.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I mean, as a top, you need to monitor your bottom. You need to make sure, okay, where are they? Where? And if it's somebody you've never played with, you know, a lot of people talk about the 1 to 10 rating. You know, how does that feel 1 to 10? And by the way, get that information before they go into subspace, because after that, you ain't fucking getting shit from them. You're getting drools. That didn't help me. The drool doesn't answer my fucking question.
I would like you all to know that Smiteful Center has pen ink all over her tongue.
Why are you doing that? That's not attractive.
I don't know. That must be why I'm feeling weird. I clearly have ink poisoning. It's clearly driven me mad.
Oh, poor me. I am so worried for me.
I'm driving too. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So you need to assess the bottom at all times. Check in, see how they're doing. And we, our first couple scenes, as a matter of fact, were kind of disastrous. It was kind of, this was before we'd gone into the relationship. It was right. Just while you had never done public play, but you wanted to try it. How does this feel? And, yeah, and they were pretty, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that, like, almost panicked feeling like, wait, something's not right. Something is not okay. Something's not right.
And just so you know, listeners out there, that's when she should have yellowed. And I'm only saying that because she had never done public play. She never even considered it. It didn't even come to her mind. So I'm just saying that when it's like something is not right, and I'm not talking about it doesn't feel physically right. Obviously, if it doesn't feel physically right, there's something, you know, but I'm talking you're emotionally, there's something not right. Yellow. Yellow so you can check in. Period. I say yellow instead of red because a top, if it's red, they'll end everything. The whole scene will be over. But a yellow, it's like yellow, what on what? Unless you specifically haven't pre-negotiated that they'll just kind of slow down on something. Mm-hmm. Say yellow check in. And then a top will be like, what's going on? How you feeling? What's up?
That particular instance, though. And I mean, most of the time, when I'm unsure about something and something just doesn't feel right, it's very hard for me in the moment to be able to really accurately identify what it is that is not okay. And so what happened that night is that we were at a play party and it was our first time in like the main room, and there was a bunch of other things going on, a bunch of other people mm-hmm. playing around us. Mm-hmm. And it just, my head just wasn't in the right place. It wasn't that my head wasn't in the right place to begin with, but I just wasn't going. I didn't like where I was going, and I didn't know what was off, what wasn't okay. So I couldn't even identify it. And what I did stupidly is, yes, you're right. I should have yellowed and I didn't. And so what I did is I bit my tongue and, just kind of went through it. But what ended up happening for me is I just, at the end of it, I still didn't feel right. I didn't get that awesome release or, mm-hmm. or any kind of, it just wasn't good. I didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Did not feel good. And what ended up, what the issue ended up being the piece of furniture that we were on.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't like the spanking bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it was also one of those, obviously I could tell there's something going on. You were not fully present. There was something up with you. But then when I was looking at you, when we played while I was looking at you, you were okay. And so, you know, I did some experimenting. Like, you know, I sat you up, played while I was looking at you, looked at my eyes, and then I put you back down and did it where you were, you know, straddled over the spanking bench again, and then noticed that it went back. You were tensed up again, and you weren't happy again. Okay, back to looking, seeing if that somehow anchored you. But it, you were only anchored while you were looking in my eyes. And that seriously limits my play. I'm limited in what I can do at that point. It's what I can look at you with my hands. What can I touch? I'm moving all around. Looking in your eyes. My hands on the boobies. I can get to coochie. I can do the hands. What am I doing? And it just, it ends up being a really ugly ballet. Is what it ends up being.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah. But the, but again, we... I made sure I wanted you to think really long and hard about this. Why was it? What was wrong with it? What happened? You know, how, what was going on? What can we do to make it so that you want to do this again? You know, how can we work on this? And, you know, I asked for your feedback, your input, your whatever, this conversation. So it was one of those trying to resolve it, trying to make it so that, you know, that doesn't, that you don't fuck with your play future. You know, oh, this is so bad, I never want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm going back to church.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just saying. There are stranger things on the planet.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. So, you know, that that's kind of the ins and the outs of the scene negotiation and the selecting of the partner kind of thing. We're specifically not addressing the aftercare and that. That's for another day.
Yes.
Not a whole podcast, but another day.
Yes. Absolutely. To wrap up. We want to remind you about the GRU. This is important. Fantastic event.
We hope. We think.
I
have faith.
Absolutely. And you can also find it on FetLife. It's an event posted there.
Yeah.
And it'll give you all the details. Again, it's January 27th, 28th, and 29th.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
That helps you non-natives or locals at all.
And only $65. Isn't that a lot? Considering the fact that most classes or workshops of that type can be super expensive.
Totally can.
People pay hundreds of dollars to learn that kind of stuff.
That's true.
And this is $65 for a weekend. You know why your pen doesn't have any more fucking ink? Because all the ink is on your fucking tongue. That's why.
All right. So that's the GRU. But yes. Quickly to recap, our podcast is about, you know, the choosing of the partner. Red flags. Be aware of red flags. Have a self-awareness. Make sure you really are aware of your limits as much as you possibly can. And I suggest if you're not aware of your limits that you share that information with the top as much as possible, or the bottom, whatever they are. Adjust in the middle. Don't be afraid to color out either side. Because, by the way, they're going to be safe words for tops, too. Just so you know. So those are just the bullet points.
There's that. All right. Well, then we're done. Wait. So, as a reminder, please like our Facebook page.
I haven't liked our Facebook page.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. I clearly need to go and like our Facebook page.
Yes.
You know, my mom's on Facebook. I'm concerned about this.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Whatever. So just search The Love Bite, and then that is where you will find us. And of course, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you want to download those on iTunes. And please leave us some feedback on the iTunes. I like reading reviews. I like reading what people think. Just saying. And we're also on Twitter, at Smiteful Center and at @novice_Nancy. Yes, I needed the fucking underscore. It's really important for me to have like everything being the same. Just saying, whatever.
Really? So people like me, it irritates you?
What?
I don't have an underscore between my Smiteful and my Center.
No. That doesn't annoy me. The fact that because you're Smiteful Center on FetLife, you're also Smiteful Center on Twitter. So I'm Novice Nancy on FetLife. I want to be motherfucking Novice Nancy on Twitter too. And that was the only way that I could accomplish that. If I put the underscore in there.
Oh, all right. I'm also Smiteful Center on just the web in general. No, yes. No underscore.
No underscore.
Just to, it makes life easier.
Yes, there's that. There is that.
So, yeah, so you know, hit us up. We're, you know, doing this thing every week.
We are.
We're here all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to put cots in. Nancy's going to have to clean all her pussy juices off the couch.
Well,
or Jeremy's going to come and snarf it off. Just saying, it could happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. I really
I like
don't.
This idea, though. I wouldn't mind being here for that. It'd be nice. He would probably like it, too.
I don't know. I can't speak for him. I don't know.
Who doesn't like pussy juices?
Do you like pussy juices, Sonia? Yeah,
right.
She does. That's right.
Right.
I knew it. Fucking right. knew it. All right, then. Well, I'm gonna hopefully go and taste some of Smiteful Center's vaginal juices tonight. I really hope that's in my future. In my immediate future.
Really? Really? What? You always do this the most. And then you know what? We get alone. And then you get all timid.
Because you intimidate
me. All bravado in public. And then when we're alone, you're like, oh, so, hi. Hi. Hi, pretty lady.
Because you intimidate me.
Hi. And I'm like, what? Is that supposed to be coy? No, I'm not trying to be coy. Really?
You intimidate me sometimes.
What do you want? I'll give you post-it notes. You can write it on fucking post-it notes.
What is that going to do?
I don't know. Maybe it somehow alleviates this. I'm intimidated by you.
There's a reason why you're my D type, because you're kind of intimidating to me.
Other D types intimidate you too.
All D types intimidate me, really. That's really
yes. D types rule.
Wow, I'm wet down here.
And she's wet with the no panties and the stockings and garters.
Wow, I did not realize that had happened.
I'm telling you, win. Pure win. Today's episode, pure win. I think that now we've raised the bar. At the end of every episode, there needs to be wet vagina.
Oh, dear.
I think this needs to happen.
Okay.
All right.
I wasn't even accepting.
Take one for the team.
I wasn't even accepting the challenge by saying
Do I have to start bringing toys? I have to start bringing toys.
Oh.
I like this. I need like a remote control battery, a little remote control butterfly. That was sound effects, people. Sound effects.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know, really, we're done. We're just fucking talking for no reason, and we're really done.
Yeah.
All right. So tune in next week, 8 o'clock,
and
Sunday
we
nights.
Have a caller.
What?
Hey. It was all the vagina talk.
Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
What?
You know why? They were intimidated.
By you.
They were intimidated.
They were, yes.
Intimidating.
By you.
Right.
By
Global
you.
Domination.
Yes.
That's what I have to say about that.
Well, then.
All right. Well, tune in again next week. Download. Tell your friends. Tell your parents. Scare them away. We're good with that.
Yes.
Except don't tell mine.
We're going to go have sex now. Okay.
Yes. All right.
All right. Bye.